Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Ned Lamont reported that the COVID-19 cases in Connecticut had climbed to over 20,000 with 1,423 deaths from complications of coronavirus. There are currently 1,949 patients hospitalized with the virus. There have been 64,192 tests completed so far in the state. Locally, the 5 p.m. report from yesterday shows Falls Village with none, Cornwall 1, Kent 6, New Milford 126, Norfolk 5, North Canaan 2, Salisbury 5, and Sharon 10. Locally in Dutchess County, active cases by municipality with the local towns, Armenia 12, Dover 38, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and Northeast less than 5, Pauling 25, Pauling Village 7, Pine Plains 11, Red Hook 19, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 42, Rhinebeck Village 11, Stanford Sen, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 12. In Columbia County, as of yesterday afternoon, they have 12 community members that have passed away from COVID-19, 124 positive cases of COVID-19, 56 of the 124 have recovered, 9 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 3 of those in ICU. They've received 934 test results completed for Columbia County residents, 121 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 10 under precautionary quarantine, and no residents currently are suspected without tested cases. Berkshire County COVID-19 cases. Well, no new cases were reported on Monday for Berkshire County, according to the State Department of Public Health. Right now, there are 1,566 new cases in the state for a total of 39,643. Connecticut legislative leaders announced that their regular 2020 session will not reconvene before the May 6th constitutional adjournment date. In a joint statement, leaders said the 2020 regular legislative session will adjourn without any further action, and they're already working on a plan to convene a special session in the coming months to ensure the continuity of government functions and that any necessary legislative action can be taken. The top priority is health and safety of the public, and they're committed to continue working in unison to stem the health crisis and do everything possible to protect Connecticut residents they all represent. While many hold out hope that New York schools may reopen before summer, the challenges of safely returning students and staff to the classrooms while maintaining social distancing appear to be too great to be handled in a matter of weeks, according to district officials. If there will be safety requirements, they have to grapple with that. They want to be optimistic, according to the report, but realistically, they're preparing as if schools won't open soon. Even Governor Cuomo, who was reluctant to close the state schools and has been loath to talk about shutting school buildings for the rest of the school year, said that reopening schools during the coronavirus era will require plans to protect the public health. New York schools are currently closed through May 15th. Most school districts are scheduled to break for summer just 6 weeks later. The governor also said yesterday he will allow some new hospitals to resume elective procedures, provided they are outside of the New York City area and not in a county likely to experience COVID-19 surge. The state's new policy comes after Cuomo halted all elective procedures on March 25th, causing a major drop in revenue for hospitals in areas of the state that have yet to be hit hard by the coronavirus at the center of the global pandemic. Facilities in counties with hospitals capacity below 25% and with at least 10 new coronavirus hospitalizations in as many days will not be allowed to perform elective procedures, according to Cuomo's official notice. Individual hospitals with capacity below 25% will be ineligible regardless of the county's total capacity's rate. Now, as of yesterday, that criteria eliminated many of the state's hospitals, including those in New York City, Long Island, in many counties like Rockland, Clinton, Yates, Westchester, Albany, Schuyler, Dutchess, Sullivan, Ulster, Erie, Orange, and Rensselaer. Meanwhile, schools in Massachusetts will remain closed for the rest of the academic year, a step aimed at preventing a rebound in COVID-19 transmission once the state emerges from the worst outbreak. Governor Baker made that announcement yesterday, which had been widely anticipated. A story by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. In a written decision in favor of B. Metcalf asphalt paving against the Planning and Zoning Commission of North Canaan, Torrington Superior Court Judge John Moore summarized with the words, quote, not to decide is to approve, end quote. He ruled that because the PZC failed to make a decision on Metcalf's application to modify an existing site plan and add a warm mix asphalt plant at 235 East Canaan Road, it must now issue that approval. Quote, the defendant's failure to approve, modify, or deny the application within 65 days results in approval, end quote. He went on to quote, in other words, not to decide is to approve, quote. And so the commission is ordered to approve the site plan application, end quote. Reacting to the ruling, Ben Metcalf, owner of that company, called the members of the PZC lawless for denying his application and chided them for not following their own attorney's advice. Quoting Metcalf, it ended up being a two-year debacle that cost both the town and me a lot of money, end quote. The Boston University Tanglewood Institute, a long-established training program for pre-college musicians, has canceled their summer season set for June 21st to August 15th. That decision, recently announced by BU executives, affects all of the university's in-person summer activities. Whether the overall BSO, TMC, and Tanglewood Learning Center institutes will go forward this summer on Lenox and Stockbridge campus is expected to be announced sometime by mid-May. Ruth Epstein reported in the Republican American in Cornwall, needing to be more specific in the application to the USDA for a loan or a grant for a wastewater facility in West Cornwall. Engineer Steve McConnell suggested the list of land behind the Pink House on Main Street as a possible location. The study committee charged with coming up with a plan met virtually last week, during which McDonald's recommendations were made. Some expressed hesitancy on that idea, noting people should be told of the measure. McDonald said he wanted to name a place where the system would be located. Any system, he said, would have to be 75 feet away from any potable wells. If it is within a building, that requirement does not apply. Nothing is set in stone, according to McDonald. He told the group, emphasizing the move does not eliminate other possible sites. When someone noted that could affect the proposed pizza restaurant that had been approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission near the property being discussed, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said those plans are now up in the air due to the pandemic. Owners purchased that property with the idea of bringing some vitality back to the village. He noted to the town meeting, which had been planned for the summer, to vote on the project is now unrealistic. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 631.56 to 23,018.88. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8263.23 and the S&P 500 at 2736.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.